tonight. We are now into the fourth and final hour today. Mike Rivero leaving us in about 5 minutes. Man, I could have this guy on for 4 hours straight. And I know you love it listening to him as well. You can check him out on the Genesis schedule at GCNLive.com or WhatReallyHappened.com. I'm Alex Jones. Again, my websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're not winning this fight, but we're certainly in this fight and gaining ground, and the enemy is losing ground. So we could start winning this fight against the New World Order if you get involved. So spread the word about the shows, the websites, what we're doing now more than ever, and the new film, Fabled Enemies, that we just released, that Jason Burmes directed, that I produced. Mike, we have a cocktail of attacks on the Internet, and I know you're well-versed on that. You have one of the first alternative news websites on the web, and you exposed the Vince Foster murder from there more than even Christopher Ruddy did. But yes, in closing, attacks on the web intensifying right now. And we're coming back in the next segment with We Are Change Minnesota on the scene with new breaking developments. But let's go back to Mike Rivero right now.
Well, basically, as I was saying before the break, back during the Exxon Amendment, it was very obvious what was going on, because a month before, Senator Exxon went before Congress to try and say, we've got to control the Internet. All this hardcore pornography, I mean, really gross and disgusting. Even for porno, it was bad. And it was being poured all over the Internet in very inappropriate places. And the Internet is very self-policing, and people would say to these posters, please don't put this in here. This is a cooking group. And these bozos would come back and say, I have a First Amendment right to put this anywhere I want, blah, 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 blah. So we did a little digging, and we found out these people posting all this trash all over the net were all routing through military servers and government offices. And sure enough, you know, a month later, Senator Exxon gets up and says, we must have control over the Internet. Look at all these sleazy porn pictures I'm finding in cooking groups and model airplane groups and music groups and the children.
And let's just say what it was. It was people eating feces.
It was pretty bad stuff. And, of course, as soon as the Exxon Amendment came and went in Congress, the porn flood stopped. And, I mean, you don't get much more obvious than that it was a staged operation bought and paid for with your tax dollars.
God, how do they get these guys, you know, with these PR firms and out at Cheyenne Mountain and Southcom in Miami and Tampa? I mean, how do they get them to really hurt this country? I mean, like you said, I guess they say, we're the good guys, so we can break any rule we want.
Well, you know, if you've got enough money, you can get somebody to sell out their own country, and we've seen that throughout our entire nation's history. And they don't see them selling out the country. They think they're on the winning team. They think it's for the greater good. They can make all kinds of excuses to themselves at the bottom of those scotch glasses they're having at the end of the workday. But the bottom line is, they are paid liars. That's what public relations and spin is. It's paid lying to the public. Hill and Knowlton did that whole incubator story that helped sell the Iraq War, and they're probably convinced themselves it was for a greater good and bringing democracy and blah, 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 blah. But the bottom line is, they take money to deliberately mislead the American people into making poor choices about what their government is doing.
Oh, it's just incredible. They get away with so much of it. I'm going to come back and go to Steve and Josh and Steve and many others that are patiently holding. But first, we're going to get about a five-minute report from Anthony Yasha. We Are Change Minnesota. He's had his own run-ins with the feds for trying to cover events. He's also done work for me. He is an Infowars.com press pass carrier. Big developments there, so Anthony Yasha will be on with us in the next segment. Mike, we love having you on once a month, but once a month is not enough. I want to start getting you on every few weeks for an abbreviated interview like you did last week with Jason Burmes. And thanks for your help getting out ahead of that Michelle Malkin disinfo story with the truth. We've certainly turned the tide on them by Wednesday or Thursday and have kicked their butts. Now they are, even on their own radio show, admitting it was all lies now. So thank you for your help there, my friend, and we'll talk to you very soon.
You got it. Look forward to it. Have a good day.
You bet. There goes Mike Rivero. Great guy. Great political brain, and he's one of the commentators, one of the experts in the new film, Fabled Enemies. Alex Jones is not in this film. Alex Jones was not going to be in Truth Rising, but I got arrested, so I had to be in my own film. You're going to see more films coming out with no Alex Jones. Why? Because someday you may not even hear me on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to make films. We'll be right back at Fabled Enemies at Infowars.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm told we've got quite a few people from We Are Change, Minnesota, 9/11 Cruisers, you name it, on the line with us. Let's go to Anthony Yasha, who is an Infowars.com reporter, also one of the founders of We Are Change. Minnesota needs no introduction. They've asked Bill Clinton questions. Hillary Clinton, John McCain, had the Secret Service arrest him for asking John McCain a question, saying his Infowars.com press passes were fake. They then went to Ted Anderson and basically threatened him to say that it was a fake press pass, and asked Ted why he wanted to support 9/11 Truth. So Anthony's been through quite a bit, just to give you some of his background. I know the phones are loaded. We're going to get to everybody. We've got about 51 minutes left here today. Going to Anthony Yasha, who's in Minneapolis, St. Paul for the RNC. Anthony, you've got the floor, my friend. Give us a rundown on what you've been witnessing.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having us on. We were down at the march yesterday. I mean, we covered the preliminary stuff. We're going to try to get as much film and audio and pictures up on the web here today as soon as possible. But yesterday, I mean, always could have been worse. And if W and Cheney and those guys had shown up, it probably would have been a lot worse. But, I mean, they were doing mass arrests and pinning people against the river with riot cops and making them sit on the concrete for 2 hours. And one girl actually urinated on herself because she had to sit there so long and they wouldn't let her move. Coast Guard was boarding boats, like armed and ready to go, and they were shooting rubber bullets, not tasering people, but pepper spraying people, and it was It was really crazy. I mean,
this is better than the Cold War. Not only were they fighting a fake enemy they funded then, now they get to fight women and children. So imagine getting to be a macho guy in a Darth Vader outfit who just beats up women. It must feel good.
Yeah, there was one yesterday. We actually got him on video where he was pretty much, I mean, the lady brought her probably about a four-year-old there, and he's just telling her how stupid she was for bringing a kid who was supposed to be a peaceful march, and it's just ridiculous.
Well, you don't march in America, okay? You keep your mouth shut, you take your Prozac, you die of diabetes and cancer. You know, you take your vaccines, you roll over and die. That's what you do. You want to help America? Die. You want to help America? Jump off a cliff. Lick a boot today. That's how you help. Go ahead.
That's true. I mean, we're definitely in full force, and we haven't gotten a chance to get down there today yet, but I'm sure there's probably just as many police as there was yesterday. And there is definitely, I mean, we got, there's definitely some people down there trying to cause trouble and mess it up for everybody. Because we got some pretty good footage of a group of anarchists, whatever you want to call them, running away after they had pretty much provoked the police, from what we understand.
So basically it's the same MO. They attack the police, and then they run back, and the foundation that brought them in always was funded by the government. We've been caught red-handed. Sometimes it's cop dressed up like anarchists, police dressed up like them. And then they run off, and then the police attack the peaceful crowd.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that's actually what happened out at the river yesterday. Like I say, I mean, we were.
Well, that's what mainstream media says. The mainstream media says that the slaves, the cattle, the scum, filth Americans got off their deviated slave path, and that the God force, the lords of the kingdom, our rulers, our gods, the supreme ones, the first class lordships, then began beating and attacking everybody. And that then the anarchists began smashing and burning things.
Yep. What they like to try to say.
Well, I mean, break down what else you've seen there, slave.
just complete. I mean, we got a couple of Jeremiah from Ohio changes here, Adam from Colorado changes here. And they said, I mean, for being at both of them, that it was pretty extreme yesterday. And like I say, if Cheney or any of those guys had shown up yesterday, it would have been probably chaos.
Now, those are supreme lords, but the servants of God, the angels in black, how many angels in black?
Well, I can say probably at least, well, how many would you say black in black uniforms yesterday? Would you say? I'm saying maybe 3,000. They were literally everywhere. And
okay, now.
I mean, I maybe saw maybe one, two badges out of all of them.
Now, how are the slave owners behaving?
You mean actual protesters?
No, the police are slave owners. How are the slave owners behaving?
Most of them were actually pretty decent. They didn't like, I mean, you could see even like the bike cops and stuff. There was a lot of people that didn't want to be there, especially our Minneapolis cops. But a lot of them, I mean, we got good footage of.
Yeah, I heard some of them. I heard some of them might be KGB agents. Because they were actually giving thumbs up to 9/11 truthers. Maybe they're secretly with the terrorist.
That could be it. And we did actually get a couple that drove by yesterday. We actually ended up just parking at a bridge. And
sympathizers? They're sympathizing with terrorists?
It could be.
Oh, my God. This is horrible news. I mean, tell me what they were doing.
Well, they just make sure they followed everybody. I mean, they were right up on everybody the whole time.
You did say that some of the lords, police lords, were thumbs-upping you, though.
Oh, yeah. There was quite a few. I mean, we had, like I said, we stopped at a bridge and started basically bullhorning the whole march as it went by. I mean, I can't even tell you how many people walked by when we were basically set up camp, but we had a couple police cars unmarked come by, give a thumbs up, honk when they came by. They knew where we were there and who we were.
Yeah, well, there are some good cops. I had some of them do that in Denver as well, and we've seen it in New York. But, you know, I went to Denver to blame the police, if they did something wrong. I mean, expecting that because I see it everywhere else. And then I had to admit they were somewhat restrained there. And actually were humans, not they didn't act like they were from Mount Olympus or something, that I was scum. First time I'd ever seen this, I was absolutely amazed. But it looks like in Minnesota that they were not as restrained, but not as bad as they could have been.
Yeah, it was, I mean, besides the couple times, I mean, we were probably about away when they started firing the rubber bullets and stuff, and it looked like just a select group that had broken off from the actual march and gone over there and kind of provoked something from what I heard.
Yeah, they were throwing things at police is what the news says. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Well, I'm so sick of these anarchists claiming that they're not government agents or they're not hired when they've been caught over and over again. I don't know about this particular group because I wasn't there, but they've been caught. And then to come up and attack our cameras and push and hit on us in Minnesota, sounds like the same thing's happening of what we saw in Denver. But in Denver, they would come up and attack us and then say we're nonviolent as they broke our cameras and slapped our equipment and slapped us. Just a really despicable group. And now, have you had any more visits from the Secret Service?
Actually, they've pretty much laid off me. I don't know. I mean, my girlfriend got pulled over. She was speeding, but a couple days ago. But I guess the police
not
were pretty,
speeding, not speeding. Al Qaeda-ing. So your girlfriend was Al Qaeda-ing, and then what happened next?
They pretty much went through almost all the questions that the Secret Service had asked her when she came, or when they came over to my house originally. After.
So there's no doubt you're in a database.
Oh yeah, because they're like, well, where does Anthony work, and what is he doing these days, and where is he? And
a freedom base, actually a freedom base, not a database. Yeah. A freedom base. I mean, that's freedom, man. When you get pulled over and you're in a database and they're secret policing you, man, that is really good. That's what the veterans fought and died for.
Well, it makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Well, because it's because I'm a KGB agent that I don't want to be like Russia was or East Germany, and I don't want secret police. But see, that's because I'm KGB.
That's exactly.
See, if you're against secret police and being pulled over randomly and asked questions, it's because you're. Anthony, are you a KGB agent?
I guess I am.
You carry a press pass from this organization. You must be KGB. It's like no way out, man. I've been found. I go to the safe house, and there's a KGB there, and Vladimir Putin's there patting me on the head and everything. Oh, my God. No, I mean, have you heard the latest that I'm actually a KGB agent? People are actually saying this because I went on Russian TV and said, we're sorry the neocons have snuck attack you. The American people don't want war with you. Now I'm evil. I should believe that. No, Russia attacked them. Did you know that?
Who's saying?
Here. I'll be a good patriotic American. Some blogs and things. I'll be a good patriotic American. Saddam had thousands of nuclear weapons. He tried to use them. Russia snuck attacked Georgia and killed millions. George Bush is a great American. He promised we would be back in 10 years. He never said we'd be out of Iraq quick. He never said mission accomplished. Man, I'm just sick. I want to lock up every liberal in this country. I want to put them in prison camps. I think torture is good. I think the memo saying torture small children is good. That's pro-America. And anybody that's against it needs to be tortured and put in a camp. And I'm glad the Secret Service is asking you questions and pulling your girlfriend over, Anthony Yasha. How dare you in America go ask politicians questions? That is un-American, boy. Anything else, you un-American piece of filth, you want to report here before we slam your ass in a black site?
Well, I know a couple of these other guys might want to say something quick, but just say we're going to get these videos up. We got a lot of really great video. And
good. Give us the dirty terrorist website, you un-American piece of trash. I don't want to hear about the Bill of Rights from you. That's a terrorist document. Shut up! It never existed. It's a conspiracy theory from your fat conspiracy Mary mouth, you sleeper agent, KGB. Shut up, KGB. Now what other KGB you got, Anthony Yasha? Give me that KGB website first.
MNChange.org.
MNChange. That stands for Manchurian Commissar.
Got it.
Dear God. I can't believe it. I've uncovered a nest of hardcore communists. Folks, I'm not going to stand by for communist indoctrination and infiltration anymore. I'm going to expose every one of you that's against attacking Iran and Russia. You're a bunch of blood-sucking commies. We're going to skip this break when the Infowars.com screams to fight commies. I'm going to fight some commies. Here we go.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Now, this song is about a KGB agent named Andrew Jackson.
In 1814, we took a little trip.
He was an enemy of the government.
Down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we
took a little
bacon. He was for
Al-Qaeda.
Fought the bloody British in a town in
because
Orleans.
He fought the government.
Fired our guns and the British kept coming. There wasn't as many as there
but
was.
But he got his.
We fired once more and they began to run it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Tony Blair defeated him.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made their bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British.
All right, we're talking to some of the folks from We Are Change, Anthony and others. Tell us again, sir. tell us your full name, where you are, where you're from, the newest feller we've got on. So they taught me in KGB school how to use those colloquialisms to fool people. All right, I need to stop screwing around, folks. You were actually there at Denver, and were you there with us, I think, whenever we took over MSNBC two different nights?
Yes, I was. You used my meg phone for both times.
Your Al-Qaeda phone. But
yes.
No, I mean, getting serious, tell us your full name and just for the record and what you witnessed.
I'm Jeremiah Van Buren from Toledo, Ohio. I'm actually from the city where the Marines actually got kicked out of town by our mayor.
Doesn't exist. Never happened. Conspiracy theory. Anyway,
yeah, I'm just, this is my first time actually working with We Are Change. And what I just noticed from here in, at the RNC from Denver, I actually noticed for the first time in my life, police actually wearing a gas mask. Then not in Denver, but actually at the RNC here in St. Paul.
Would you say, being in Denver as well, that they're much more subdued in Denver versus there in Minneapolis, St. Paul?
Yes.
What are some of the other things you've seen from the protectors, the people that protect us from the Bill of Rights?
Yeah, basically back in Denver, the people that are attacking us back in Denver was mainly the anarchists and some people from MSNBC. But, here in St. Paul, it's basically what I've seen so far is basically the police have been provocating incidents out of nowhere. It's just people have just been protesting and just wandering around the streets, just started actions out of nowhere.
Well, I mean, in America, you can't be allowed to be peaceful out on the street. I mean, that's evil. But you know, being serious, what you witness is horrible. Going back to MSNBC attacking us, they broke my megaphone, ripped the strap off, ripped the cord off, ripped the front off, were punching me, punching everybody else. It broke one of our $7,000-$8,000 cameras, because the camera's $6,000, the mic's like $1,000. They broke that, and we're screaming and cheering with glee. But then 15 minutes later, we came back with you guys, and it was magic. They couldn't stop us, and they were so mad.
I remember we all got there that some MSNBC guy actually tried to take off some of our cameras.
Yeah, and a little MSNBC troll also grabbed our wireless card. But then Keith Olbermann asked us nicely from the top to stop, and because he did report on state-sponsored terror when Dick Cheney was planning to blow up our own ships, and I'm being serious now, folks, it really happened, we did shut down after taking over for two-plus hours for him. You think that was a mistake, or should we have continued? Because it was pretty pathetic how we took over. I mean, it was pathetic for them.
Yeah, just basically, since we don't know how to be the media, it's basically up to us to be the media, and just basically how they were just trying to, at times, sabotage us, basically bring us down. And
well, that's it. I mean, they're calling us radicals for bullhorning live events and shouting at Michelle Malkin. Our founders did 10,000 times that. I mean, we're not burning down ships, setting off dynamite, you know, or black powder. We're not tar and feathering people, roasting their skin off. We're not burning down cities. You know, we're just out shouting, and it's like, oh my God, they're shouting, ban them, ban. But they went to the cops and said ban them, and the cops said nope. So big difference. What do you think would have happened in Minnesota if we tried to take over a live TV show?
Well, I'm not sure, but we've been trying to figure out how to do that here in St. Paul, but, possibly they could shut us down, possibly just, like, make us go away or something, but possibly some type of degree, they just make us just have us arrested or possibly just harass us.
Is there anything else you noticed that you saw there that you want to make everybody aware of?
As I'm guessing there's more harassment here at the RNC than at the DNC, that the Denver police were actually more polite than the ones here at the RNC.
Yeah, I haven't seen a cop open a door for somebody in years, and they were opening doors for everybody. They were definitely on good behavior.
They were.
But not, to go to New York or Austin or anywhere else, just kind of like, what are you looking at, slave? What do you want, you piece of trash? Lick my boots, get over here and clean out my garage. You exist for one thing, and that is to be my slave. All right. Hey, good to talk to you guys. Anybody else from We Are Change want to get online?
Nick does. Here he is.
Nick. All right, we'll talk to Nick behind the scenes. We're skipping this break only at the Infowars.com streams.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code 500 to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Ira hates.
This is a song about liberty and freedom. We can't play that here. It's un-American.
Call him drunken.
You can't talk about freedom. You'll get arrested. You'll get put on a list.
Not the whiskey drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war.
Nick Bogus is our guest.
Get around me, people.
I know we got calls. I'm going to get to them.
Story I would tell about a brave young Indian.
We are discussing the RNC. Tell us, this is the big news here, Nick, and give us your full name again for the record. We're back live on the main transmission. And tell us specifically what the delegates are telling you about how they're completely straitjacketed. This fits in with if you go to a, quote, Cheney public town hall or a Bush town hall for 7 years, you've got to sign a form swearing to only support him, and they advertised it as a public event. If you have an anti-war sticker, you're arrested in the parking lot. This is the new America, and freedom is evil. Tyranny is king. But tell us about the delegates there at this staged event. Nick? The phone company is there during that big exclusive. Ted has balls of string attached to his underbelly. I'm just joking around. Hey, call. They were all on Yass's phone. Call them back. You have to on the local number so I can get them here on air. Well, that's what you get, Steve and Jerry and John and Eddie and Bob and Will and everybody else that was holding. That's what you get holding on this show. Yeah, I shouldn't get in a smart-ass mode because if I do that, I can really get out of control. It makes me sick how far this country slid. Our basic Bill of Rights and Constitution under fundamental attack, being dismantled. And a bunch of idiots in black uniforms running around pepper spraying people with, and the anarchists aren't even starting it. And then you've got the delegates all straitjacketed, basically. You know, let's play that audio. I sent you a bunch of audio clips, John. I forgot to ask you. Do you have the one of McCain in the last couple of weeks bumbling around, not knowing the name of his VP, not thinking that Iran is Al-Qaeda backed? Let's go ahead and play that while we get the phones back up. And while we get Anthony Yasha and the We Are Change Minnesota people back on, here it is.
Is there anybody that's tired of paying $4 a buck, $4 a gallon for gasoline? Is there anybody that's sick and tired of it?
We continue to be concerned about Iranian taking Al-Qaeda into Iran, training them and sending them back. Well, it's common knowledge and has been reported in the media that Al-Qaeda is going back into Iran and receiving training and are coming back into Iraq from Iran. That's well known. I'm sorry. The Iranians are training extremists, not Al-Qaeda. Not Al-Qaeda. I'm sorry.
Might have had kind of a senior moment there.
To find and connect up a real leader with a real borrower. The first thing I would do is make sure that we have a missile defense system in place in Czechoslovakia.
And President Putin and
former his President government. Putin.
Former President Putin.
President Putin of Germany gave one of the old Cold War style speeches, and that. And that's not change we can believe in. Tight household budgets are getting tighter.
You shouldn't have used the word timetable.
Pardon me?
You shouldn't have used the word timetable.
I didn't use the word timetable.
I think it's a pretty good timetable, as we should, our horizons for withdrawal.
Oh, well, look, anything is a good timetable that is dictated by conditions on the ground. Anything is good.
One is reducing the energy supplies to Czechoslovakia.
I'm not the youngest candidate in this race. You know that. I'm older than Frankenstein. I got a few scars and I'm older than dirt, and I've got more scars than Frankenstein. Screwed up that line. But I've been around.
We should be able to deliver bottled hot water to dehydrated babies.
I don't. Bad luck. It's
a very hard struggle, particularly given the situation on the Iraq-Pakistan border.
What? How can we bring pressure to bear on the government of Somalia? How can we? Sudan.
I will conduct a respectful debate. Now, it'll be dispirited. It'll be spirited. I'm a proud conservative, liberal, conservative Republican. Hello. Easy there.
And that's not change we can believe in.
The oil supplies to the Republic of Czechoslovakia. Remember, excuse me, the Czech Republic. I used to call it the Czech Republic, as you know.
To return our property, our party, to the principles. If you believe you should pay more taxes, I'm the wrong candidate for you. Senator Obama is your man.
I think he's inside a bubble. I think he's been ginned up a little bit.
I will veto every single bill.
Senator, can you explain why you and your campaign manager have specifically said that Obama played the race card with his comments the other day?
Sure.
And can you elaborate when you said that you fought for equal rights for your entire life, what specifically you've done focusing on improving the lives of African Americans?
All right. First of all, the first question, you said, why am I
What it is, when your campaign manager and you reiterated that you backed David.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here in Nevada. Nevada, 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 Nevada. It's wonderful to be here in Nevada.
You still view Al-Qaeda in Iraq as a major threat?
It is still a major threat, though it is certainly not as major a threat as it was, say, 15 months
certainly
ago.
Certainly not an obscure sect of the Shiites or Sunnis or anybody else. And
so many other tragic stories of people who are being held, caught hostage by this very cruel and inhumane organization.
For a guy whose official seal carried the motto, "Yes, we can," Senator Obama's agenda sure has a whole lot of "No, we can't."
Including reduction in oil supplies to Czechoslovakia.
Where are you? Are you still here? Or are you not? Oh, Mayor Sparks is here. That's not change we can believe in.
I'd love to see my friend Shaquille O'Neal, who just finished the playoffs last.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, John McCain. And there's a lot of other stupid gaffes that he has. But don't worry, he won't be running anything if he's president. Neither will Barack Obama. Remember that. All these debates about who has more experience or who has cancer or who's senile or who's young or who has communists in their background or whose daddy's a Muslim, none of it amounts to a hill of beans, because since 1947 we've had a complete shadow government, and it's taken full control in 2007 and has told Congress it runs absolutely nothing and to sit down and shut up. Period. End of story. End of debate. The network phone lines are still down. If the We Are Change folks want to try to call in on our local line, they can, or you can call them, John, if you have a local line. This happens a few times a year because things are held together with baling wire and chewing gum around here. All right, I'm going to quit screwing around. I do have a stack of news here I haven't even really gotten to yet, and I really should cover all of this. I mean, that would really be the best thing for me to do here. EU dependent on Russian energy balks at Georgia war sanctions. This is out of Bloomberg. European Union leaders refuse to impose sanctions on Russia over the invasion of Georgia. Kind of love that deception. They refuse to put sanctions on them over them invading Georgia, when they were being attacked by Georgia and they just moved in and kicked their military out and pulled back. Good God. Acknowledging their reliance on Russian oil and gas at a time of faltering economic growth. EU leaders took their symbolic step yesterday of suspending talks over expanding trade ties with Russia, fearing the tougher measures could expose the energy-dependent bloc to Russian retaliation. Russia is the 27th nation bloc main supplier of oil and gas and the third biggest trading partner, giving it leverage at a time when the European community threatens to tip into recession. Europe's determination to maintain business links also undercuts U.S. efforts to line up allies against the recidivative Russia, the reassertive Russia. Oh, man. Amazing disinformation. Russia says U.S. may have sent weapons into Georgia. Russia suggests U.S. ships may be carrying weapons to Georgia, along with aid, says that's an act of war. World's largest gold refiner runs out of crude ends, also Bloomberg. Just running out of gold here. But gold's kind of gone up a little bit, overall fallen. Everybody's buying it off the shelves, but you don't want any of it. The dollar's strong, man. Everything's great. Print more money. The Georgian crisis turns dangerous. Lou Rockwell really says it well. Pipsqueak Georgia's harebrained and disastrous attack on tiny South Ossetia has produced a full-blown crisis, pitting the U.S. and NATO against the bear. In an act fraught with danger, U.S. and NATO warships are delivering supplies to Georgia, watched by Russian men of war. The U.S. Congress may soon vote. That's a man of war is a ship for those public school educated that drink fluoride like myself. The U.S. Congress may soon vote $1 billion for Americans' embattled Georgia satellite. The Western powers have resorted to fierce Cold War rhetoric. They're playing with fire. Russia has some 6,600 strategic nuclear weapons, mostly aimed at North America and Europe, besides the U.S., which invaded Afghanistan and Iraq, and whose Air Force just killed 90 Afghan civilians, 60 of them children, is in no position to lecture Moscow about aggression. France's conservative president, Nicolas Sarkozy, blasted Russia and will shortly hold a European summit over Georgia and Brussels. As usual, the Harper government faithfully echoed Washington's words. Poland agreed to replace a U.S. anti-ballistic missile system only 184 kilometers from the Russian border, provoking Moscow's fury. Ukraine and Poland are loudly backing Georgia. Russia's chief of staff, Yuri Bolovinsky, warns his nation has the right to launch a preemptive nuclear strike, that's a quote, against enemies in line, he tartly noted, with Bush administration's own policy of preemption. Topping off this war of words, two of U.S. Senator John McCain's closest right-wing allies, Senators Joseph Lieberman and Lindsey Graham, went to Georgia and called for tough measures against Moscow. They urged isolating Russia for aggression and admitted Ukraine and Georgia to McCain's allies list in NATO. And it goes on. Russian bombers. Again, cloud skies in Europe's far north. That's out of Space War Today. In scenes reminiscent of the Cold War, Russian bombers have returned to the skies of Europe's far north after years of absence, putting NATO's jet fighters on alert once again. So it's and Chinese subs are popping up behind the aircraft carriers while the fluoride heads stumble around drooling on the deck. Literally. Blackwater preps for and involved in Hurricane Gustav. Gaddafi to hand out oil money. He says he's going to give most of the oil profits just to the general public. That's got Wall Street spinning. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has said oil profits should be given directly to citizens as part of the sweeping economic and political reforms. Speaking during celebrations to mark 39 years in power in Libya's second city, Colonel Gaddafi extolled the virtues of privatization. The Libyan leader said society would reformulate itself in a new, free, and diplomatic way. Police state, RNC, a nun and eight others swept into unmarked van by cops in Minnesota. That's all a snatch-and-grab drill. 283 arrested in Monday's RNC protest in St. Paul. You know, we already reported a bunch of mainline reporters beaten to a pulp all on video by cops on power trips. Palin rebuts rumor, says daughter pregnant, not her. Who cares? Police fire tear gas into protest group. Obama event suspends Second Amendment rights, UPI. The arrest of a gun-carrying man in Pennsylvania event, a Democratic presidential candidate, Barack Obama, was unfair, a gun rights group alleges. Members of OpenCarry.org contend that arrest of John Noble, 50, of industry, was uncalled for, alleging state police suspended a state law allowing the right to bear arms ahead of the scheduled presence of Illinois senator at a nearby site, the Pittsburgh Tribune Review reported today. Noble was arrested Friday in Beaver County near where Obama was to appear after police found him carrying a loaded semi-automatic handgun. Now, no threat to anyone. The 6'3", 280-pound gun owner, oh, see, he's big. He's evil. Told the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Mr. Obama doesn't trump my constitutional rights. Oh, yes, he does, Bubba. Congress has been told to get down and lick boots. The President of the United States doesn't trump my constitutional rights. Noble, who was handcuffed and questioned for about 2 hours, was told by state police he would receive two citations by mail for disorderly conduct. You're lucky they didn't kill you, pal, and say you hit him. Noble said he was only intending to hand out flyers about gun rights. And then they went and found the gun in his car. You don't do that. I had a Bible in one hand and an apple in the other. I was going to pass out flyers, but never got the chance. Well, you don't do that in America, boy. Learn how to be a slave, punk. call her General Palin. New reports by the McCain campaign are saying that she's really a general because she commanded the National Guard in Alaska. These people, the public will believe it. I mean, you know, you tell them cyanide's mother's milk, they'll gobble it down and watch people die. And you still tell them, nope, it's the law. They'll go, okay, just fall over dead. You know, I love the government. Oh, you say a gun to my head's good? Bam, bam. Oh, I love it. It's, you know, I mean, they just believe anything. Jump off that cliff. It's what you do if you love America. Oh, okay. Ah. We're banning the Bill of Rights. It's pro-America. If you're for the Bill of Rights, you're KGB. Okay. I hate America. Ah. John's up there in Minnesota in the broom closet trying to get things working. Sounds like we're not going to take any more calls today. But hey, c'est la vie. I got so much news to cover, I'm going to skip this break too, only for InfoWars.com stream listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Stay with me. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip!
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drink and Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drink and Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drink and Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
If you type in the words vaccine diabetes, you will get thousands of medical journal reports. Here's one out of the British Medical Journal, 1999, that the meningitis vaccine linked to diabetes increase. And there's just thousands of studies. I mean, it's like, you know, you shoot yourself in the head with a 50 caliber rifle, you're probably going to die. You take vaccines, you're going to get diabetes. You drink stuff out of aluminum cans, you're going to get Alzheimer's. I mean, it's real simple. But, hey, don't listen to me. Just go ahead and kill yourselves, you know. It's too important to deny the reality and actually save you and your children. So just throw something at the radio right now. He'll turn it off. I'm only telling you the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, but probably easier just to giggle and laugh and call me a KGB agent. Hepatitis B vaccine linked to onset of diabetes. That's out of WebMD. That's a new one. Go ahead, give it to your baby. You know, it'd be a horrible, painful death, you know, decade later, 20 years later. Meningitis vaccine linked to diabetes. And I mean, just on and on. Here's Reuters, vaccine-induced inflammation linked to epidemic of type 2 diabetes. But hell, man, just don't listen to us. Let the government tell you it's the law, you got to take all these. I mean, that's a lie. That should freak you out that they're lying about something that big, that it's the law, you got to take it. Believe a pack of liars. Take what they say, give you, you know, just don't go to InfoWars.com. Don't get the new film Fabled Enemies I just produced, that Jason Burmis directed, an incredible, shocking, controversial 9/11 film. Don't watch it right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't burn copies to disc and give it to people. Just take vaccines, drink fluoride, eat GMO food, and enjoy dying. Drink fluoride! Dutch Intel says U.S. to strike Iran in coming weeks, Jerusalem Post. You know, so what? That's freedom. Over here, silent protesters light up Mexico in anti-crime marches. More than 200,000 white-clad protesters have joined the largest wave of nationwide protest in Mexico City alone. Hundreds of drug-related murders a week, kidnappings, the whole society's imploding. Will the government decriminalize drugs? Hell no! The minute they did, all this would end. That's why they funded prohibition, the liquor companies did, because they knew they'd ship it in and make 100 times. Alcoholism triple. People want what's illegal. Heroin, cocaine is all shipped in, certified. Anybody that they bust is who isn't certified or who's low level. They've been caught millions of times. I mean millions. They have been caught over and over and over and over again. The banks, every day, thousands of transactions that are known drug transactions from out of the country. That's legal. The world is run by the mafia. And as soon as you figure that out, by the way, it's come out that trichinosis is spreading. It's killing a bunch of people in Austin. It's from the illegal aliens in food preparation. The illegal aliens are defecating all over the produce when it's shipped in. And then that's when I told you that a year ago. Now it's admitted that's where it came from. Isn't going to stop. Isn't going to stop for a minute. Am I against illegal aliens? No. Do I want them with trichinosis making my food? No. Doesn't matter. It's going to intensify. So just enjoy the trichinosis. And enjoy the hepatitis. And enjoy the leprosy now spreading. And just enjoy the drug-resistant TB. And enjoy the Mexican drug gangs, government back, murdering whoever they want in the town I live in. Enjoy the rocket attacks, the truck bombs that are covered up, the murders, the kidnappings. We get to be like they are in Mexico. Total peons, slaves, pushed around. I'm out of time. Amazing first hour, second hour, third hour. You just heard the wild fourth hour. If you missed any of it, it retransmits now at the one, the only, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I covered a whole passel of news in the first hour on the protest, what's happening, on the police state, on the economy, on Russia. So I'll be right back. Got to go to one place, Infowars.com. For everybody else, the M&M dial, back live tomorrow or 9 to midnight this evening. Don't forget, Fabled Enemies is out. Get the DVD, the new film today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.